Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. After weeks of internal fighting, Republicans are starting off this week bullish on the prospects of producing an Obamacare repeal and replace bill early this week. A senior GOP aide laid out the state of play and the hard work that went on over the weekend, starting with a large staff meeting Friday at the White House, led by OMB Director Mick Mulvaney. Healthcare committees worked over the weekend with the White House to tie up loose ends, and Speaker Paul Ryan held a call Saturday with Energy and Commerce Chairman Greg Walden, Mulvaney, HHS Secretary Tom Price, and others. If nothing else, the coordination between the White House, top agencies, and Capitol Hill is a stark contrast to how Trump's top aides handled the travel ban, and is a positive sign that they are starting to realize that getting buy-in across government is necessary to try and enact their agenda. But there are already factions looking to potentially thwart the healthcare overhaul. The Wall Street Journal has a story on several conservative groups, including Heritage Action, Club for Growth, and Freedom Partners, upset over refundable tax credits to help consumers pay for health insurance as part of the bill. Trump's wiretapping claim isn't sitting well with the FBI. The New York Times has a story this morning out that FBI Director James Comey asked the Justice Department to publicly reject Trump's claims that Obama ordered the tapping of Trump's phones. The Times, Washington Post, and Politico all have stories about the state of play at the White House. How Trump once again did the unconventional thing, taking to Twitter to spout off on a potential wiretapping problem. How upset Trump is over leaks and backlash of his agenda. And that Trump's chief of staff is becoming a key target of criticism over the persistent controversies that are plaguing the Trump administration. And something to watch from Bloomberg. Michael Riley has a scoop this morning that Russian hackers are said to have sought hush money from liberal groups. Meanwhile, some liberal groups are upset that the Senate Democrats aren't doing more to fight Trump's Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. Look for more on that this week. Some personnel news. Johannes Abraham is joining the Obama Foundation as a senior advisor. The former White House staffer is coming on for what is expected to be a six-month stint as the top deputy to Foundation Chief Executive Officer David Simas. J.B. Porch is leaving SKD Knickerbocker to become the full-time president of the super PAC, the Senate Majority PAC. The move is seen as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer consolidating power. SMP founders Susan McHugh and Rebecca Lamb will stay on as outside advisors to the group. And some coming attractions. We are seeking nominations for our second Playbook Power List. This time we're looking for Washington's up-and-comers, politicos who are making a name for themselves as the next generation of D.C. movers and shakers. Please email us at anna@politico.com, jake@politico.com, and daniel@politico.com with nominations. We'll publish the list the week of April 24th. And we are gearing up for a Politico Playbook tournament time with our very own bracket challenge. Our Playbook outposts across the country are co-hosting the Playbook Pool, a bracket challenge where you can face off against your friends, top playbookers, and political insiders. More details to come. Subscribe to Politico Playbook at politico.com/playbook.